I want to welcome everybody again to today's edition of Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers. I get to play host, and with us this morning is I can't really say up-and-coming shining star, because Joni Spear, as she likes to be called and addressed by friends and family, has been with you, Kim, for a while. It's not been a fast, rapid journey ascent to the rank of diamond level, however, it's been one of those that's built on a solid foundation, and I think I can say that appropriately just based on the people I've communicated with and getting to know Joni through the incredible article that was in this month's edition of Living Well magazine. So with that, Joan Spear, I'm going to turn this over to you and let you share your story of what life was like before Niken, and then how you and your husband and family, three sons, became aware of it, and then kind of where it's gone from there. So first of all, welcome to Saturday AM Live.
Thank you.
Very, very welcome. And I know that our team up in Connecticut just absolutely loves and adores having you a part of their events.
I love them too.
So how did it all start for you guys? How long has it been? I didn't even catch that in the article. How long you've been?
I've been in the Niken family for 10 years.
Okay.
And my first 3 years were fast and furious. I went from consumer to platinum in about 8 or 9 months.
And whoa.
And then I sat at platinum for a very long time because I'd made such a big mess that there seemed to be a lot of work for me to do to just stabilize everything.
Okay, so that's going to give me a whole arsenal of material to talk about the mess that you created, because I know we have quite a few people in the South, and one of their best phrases is, you know, you're a mess. And so that, but we'll save that for later.
It wasn't a bad mess.
which is good. But what?
Yeah,
but
my history is it goes way back to how it is that I actually came and resonated with Niken, because I came from a family of doctors, and that was really the direction that I thought I was going to go in my life. All of my cousins were doctors, and I was pre-med when I was in college, getting a degree in music and then pre-med on the side. When a huge family event occurred that really catapulted me into reevaluating what is medicine, what is health, and how do other cultures look at health. So I went into a big inquiry into what it is to be a healthy human being. And so since I've been 21, I've been really studying other cultures, particularly the Asian model of prevention, through diet, through lifestyle, and that's what my husband and I have been teaching for the past 30 years. So we have a foundation that's dedicated to educating people about the relationships between our diet, our relationships, our environment, and our wellness and our health. And we taught all over the world. And one of my very good friends in that arena was Julie Tara. And
okay, now, so you guys were living, as you mentioned four, but I wouldn't, you know, disgrace you by saying you were living the four pillars without looking for that fit. But you literally were wellness consultants before you signed on with Niken and became official wellness consultants with us. You guys were already living this life.
Yes.
So what was the need to even become part of the Niken family?
Well, because it's interesting, because Julie discovered Niken because she had a back injury.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really grateful that she hurt her back. Because otherwise I just never would have known about Niken.
And Julie, as a dancer, you can't continue to dance and fulfill your calling on your life if you've got a bad back. So it's sad that we take pride and joy in other people's misery. But as a result of that,
it's given her back, her dancing. It's given her back so many things. And she called to tell me about Niken years before I joined.
Okay.
I just didn't get it. I heard network marketing and I went, oh my goodness, no way. I was so uneducated and I was so lined up with helping people one by one. And not seeing the possibility of a network, even though my raison d'etre, the reason that I operate out in the world, is really to create a peaceful world through creating health.
Sure. And what strikes me as interesting is that you had just said from 21 on, you were studying different, around the world, different philosophies on wellness, and yet so you can embrace that, especially being an Asian company,
yep.
And yet the subject or the topic of network marketing, the way we deliver the products to the world, that was such a negative to you that you just couldn't see past all that.
I couldn't see past it, but Julie, as a persistent friend, and I think this is important to know, that for people who have friends who do not listen, time, just give them time.
Oh, sure.
Because who would have thunk that 2 years later I would get on the ball and run with this thing? But Julie just kept being my friend and loving me and listening to me and sharing with me. And she called me when I was working on a film score. I'm a musician. I write music for film and theater. That's my. You know, Nikan and music are very similar. We can talk about that later. But.
Mm-hmm.
So I was creating vibration and harmony through music to reach out to a lot of people. And she called when I was working on a film score. I was working in front of a computer with a lot of electronic equipment around me. I was having tons of headaches, really stressed out, wasn't sleeping at night. I had a terrible sleep problem anyway. But she happened to call at the right time. And she said, how are you? And I said, oh, my God, this, that, and the other thing. She said, honey, I would never let anybody that I love sit in front of a computer without sitting on a magnetic seat. And that was the opening. I went, what do you mean? And what she said has changed my life. She said, the earth is a big magnet. Human beings need earth magnetism to live. You know, we sing the earth song is basically what I heard her say. And electronic equipment is singing another song that our bodies don't recognize, and it disrupts us. And I said, oh, okay, send me a seat, and send me insoles. And so she did, and I had an amazing experience. I just felt better. I couldn't explain it. I felt better in front of the computer, and I thought, I wonder what happens if I sleep on this seat.
It's what we call the Nikan poor man sleep system, right?
That's it. Curled up on that, and it was the small seat. It wasn't the king either.
But you're not great as far as tall and stature, so
no, it was okay. I snuggled on, and my husband says, whatever makes you happy, dear. And I slept through the night for the first time in at least 14 or 15 years since my first son had been born, and I'd been up every few hours nursing, and I just never got out of the habit of waking up every few hours.
Now, on a family scale here, you met your husband and three sons. What are their ages? How far apart are they?
Jonah's 26. He's actually a silver in my business.
Okay.
He's close to gold. Josh is 23, and Micah is 20.
Okay, so you stacked them up all 3 years apart.
Yeah, pretty much a year and a half and 26. Wait, Josh is 24. Sorry,
You're allowed to have that as a mom, trust me.
I don't remember their names either. I have to go through a litany to remember.
So when you talk about developing the pattern of not sleeping through the night, having three boys, stair-stepped, that really did segue or create that pattern, not a good pattern, mm-hmm. mind you. And we've met numerous people, both husbands and wives, that got in that pattern, that habit of, getting up, and it's just kind of stayed in as usual. Progress, and so the body doesn't get the quality sleep it needs. So you were a definite candidate.
I was a candidate for a sleep system, all right. And
curiosity, what were you doing, Joan? Because we all try to not self-medicate as a negative term, but what were you doing to deal with getting the quality sleep that your body?
Oh, I had an amazing ritual at bedtime, which included a bath with essential oils, and I would do yoga, and I would listen to calming music. And then I'd fall asleep and start awake maybe 20 minutes, half hour later. It's like pounding. I drank calming teas, and I really ran the gamut. And I think those things in conjunction with the sleep system are fantastic, but without the sleep system, I really was not having help at all.
So the first night on a regular size Kinko seat,
I slept through the night same position. I woke up with bumps all over my side. And people complain about the sleep system and say, oh, it leaves bumps on my body. But that, to me, is the sign of a good night's sleep.
Because you're not moving, and every time we know, from the, as the sleep researchers have discovered, that every time you come out of that deep sleep, your body, you come out of that deep sleep, and obviously that was not the case, not with your first night.
Precisely.
So where did it, did you instantly say, call Julie back and say, I want one of everything they've got, or what was the...
Well, I was a little more judicious. I just called and said, I really need the sleep system. I know there's a sleep system. And she said, do you want it wholesale or retail? And I said, well, I want it wholesale. She says, then you'll have to join. And I said, fine, but I'll never do the business. And she said, that's fine. You're a musician. I don't expect you to do. I mean, she just gave me every bit of space that I needed to feel comfortable with joining me, Ken. And when I joined, I got this big box. I never opened the box. I slipped my hand in and got the catalog out. And I started ordering things. And then my friends saw how I was. They wanted what she's having, you know? So I started selling things wholesale to my friends. And then, you know, I wanted to give rollouts because I didn't know what they were. And I came in. Julie never gave me a rollout. I never went to a wellness preview. I just started buying things, and the company started to send me checks. And when the checks got into the hundreds of dollars every month, I started to ask, what's this business about? And Julie said, if you want to know what the business is about, come to a big event. And that's where I heard amazing and inspiring product stories and business stories. I rubbed shoulders with the top people in the company who were so generous with their time, so inspiring. I mean, Dave Johnson, his advice to me from the beginning was, get in and stay in, you know? And Reed Nelson said, go wide. Dave Rawl said, go deep. Jeff and Blackham, I mean, this was, you know, back in 1998. Jeff and Blackham said, plan your work and work your plan. You know,
and it's funny that all these different little pithy sayings, if we can call them that, but just golden nuggets of advice are still true today.
Absolutely.
And that everything we do is, you know, get in and stay in, from Dave Johnson, which is such a true statement. And when Mike DeMuccio was on the call a few weeks ago, I asked him that question, what's your secret to a long tenure with Nikon? And he talked about the integrity of the people, and that's exactly what we have the opportunity. You know, now every 3 months at every quarterly event is to expose our people in a good way, in a positive, wholesome way, to those wellness consultants who have gone before us, who blazed the trail, and who are, you know, basically sticking with it. So at that point, you're sharing products with people, you're selling them wholesale, which is the opposite of the opportunity that Julie gave you as far as selling them retail or buying retail or wholesale. Was there, you said when the checks started reaching the several hundreds, you went to the event, so you come home from that event and...
Well, first of all, the event was like 4 days long,
okay.
And it was in Hawaii.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I didn't sleep. I didn't sleep the entire time I was there. I was so excited. I had lists of hundreds of names, and I suddenly understood why Julie had been speaking about a dream that she had of a map with lights lighting up all over it. I saw, oh my goodness, my husband, one of the reasons that I also didn't sleep was that my husband traveled a lot. He taught all over the world, and I would be home with the kids. He would do, he did work in Croatia during the war there. He was up in Russia. He was all over the world doing relief work and all sorts of things. And I was home alone with three kids.
No, let's rephrase that. Three boys.
Okay, three boys. All right, and
because I am one of three, and I know what my parents went through.
It was a lot for me. However, I used to say, "What's in it for me?" And I realized suddenly, what was in it for me was we had contacts and friends all over the world.
Absolutely.
I could take Niken to those people. So I was in a rush to get to silver so that I could take this to England, to Scotland, to Switzerland, to Ireland. You know, I just was ready to take it all over where we had our friends.
Now, I know the answer to this question, Joan, but I got to ask it anyways. When you talk about you were in a rush to get to silver, do you think it's imperative that we build our business, or do you think that's a silly rule that Niken has that before we go international that we should build it here, I mean, a solid base?
You know, for a while we used to be able to go over, I think, but I don't know.
And that's the rule because a few of us zealous Americans kind of messed it up for everybody else.
But the truth of the matter is I do think we need to know what it takes before we help other people who are far away. Because if you're going to sponsor somebody in England, you can't be there holding their hand.
Sure.
As a matter of fact, I think I've gotten pretty good at long-distance sponsoring. And now it's even easier. I mean, we have video teleconferencing, and we've got Skype and iChat and the Internet. But 10 years ago, it was the telephone, and it was expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do want to sponsor somebody who's far away, you really need to know what's up with the business and be able to coach people. And if you haven't gone silver, you haven't sort of gone through the eye of the needle, in my opinion. Yeah, I think it's a rite of passage.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's that, going back to what we were talking about before, you build it to silver, you're excited, and then you had said you literally in, what was it, 8 or 9 months made it to the rank of platinum, which is developing 6 silver legs, and you just kind of parked there for a while, or what was the, I mean, obviously you continue to develop, but one of those things that, you know, seems to be a hurdle, and not to say that gold or platinum is, there's anything wrong with them at all, and yet we see a lot of people get there because we can duplicate silvers, but in order to make that next transition step, even from platinum, because I checked the records, and you haven't been part of the President's Club for all that long either. And so making that step from platinum to President's Club, which is a tenure of 6 months at that position, then going from there to diamond, where you are now, is a kind of a monumental step. So where did you go and switch from that, you know, all-out massive action, you know, rocket launching your business to platinum, and then what was the transition, which had been fairly recently, just looking at history,
mm-hmm.
and you can correct me if I'm wrong, or say, Vance, that's none of your business, go jump in the lake.
Well, but I think if it's helpful for people, that this is what I will tell you. When I found two people in England who were crackerjacks. They took this thing and ran, and they, you know, and left bodies behind them. But one of these people went diamond very, very fast, and one of them went platinum, basically trailing me, and everything I did, she did. So these two legs got so big, so fast, and I, you know, I did perhaps get a little complacent because I figured, here I have my gold, my platinum, and my diamond front line, and all these other silvers that everyone will qualify.
Mm-hmm.
And going silver doesn't necessarily mean you're going to qualify. As a matter of fact, I think it's hard to qualify. Harder to qualify is silver, and it's much more important to think about heading for gold or heading for platinum, because you will, as Reed said, go wide.
Sure.
You will have that width, whereas I was really working in depth, and I've got two incredible, incredible international teams. But everyone else languished while I was putting my attention there to stabilize things, because it went really quickly. And after that, I have to say, and I did that for a couple of years, and qualifying, everybody needs to know, qualifying is platinum. You have to qualify for 6 months to be in the President's Club.
Mm-hmm.
And I would get really close, and then somebody wouldn't qualify. And,
wow.
You know, and I just, it felt like it was too much for me with three boys And doing this business myself and having it be spread all over the world, I just had to pull back. And so
now,
that's really what's been going on for me.
Okay, now, integrity-wise, you just said something that just reeks of character, and that is because you could, and the people on this call and hearing your story right now are smart enough to realize, well, wait a second, somebody wasn't qualifying as a silver, and, you know, maybe they were just short a little bit of volume. Couldn't you have just thrown in a few orders and propped them up, so to speak?
I suppose that I could.
And why didn't you?
I think that people feel, this is my personal opinion, I don't think that people feel proud and take ownership if we do things for them. I mean, I want to help people. If somebody called and said, Joni, I'm so close to qualifying, do you have any orders for me? You know, I need two pairs of mag steps. I would consider something like that.
Sure.
But I don't believe that qualifying people makes anybody feel good.
Sure. So it's no different than the article I was reading last night about drug testing for Olympians, and that the head of the testing committee said that an Olympic athlete doesn't feel right about wearing a medal as if they created it falsely.
Yeah, and I think you're right. And they will suffer inside even if no one knows.
Sure. Sure, absolutely, because you're a hypocrite.
Yes.
You created something that was not genuine and true. So on that note, what because a lot of people don't understand what the President's Club is all about, and Stacey and I have been a part of it for a while now, but what was that like when you reached that milestone, that hurdle? Because, again, you said you'd gotten so close, and then it would just kind of, you know, not happen.
Well, I'll tell you, once I became a member of the President's Club, I thought to myself, and Vance, I'm sure you can agree with this, what was I waiting for? What was I waiting for? You know, Nikan, everybody knows, especially from our quarterly events, that Nikan loves to recognize and acknowledge everyone for their efforts, for being part of the team, for doing retail sales over 3 months, for doing a 21 club. Nikan loves to create the vibration of harmony, cross-line connection, true support. That's one of the things I love, love, love about Nikan. The President's Club, I felt so seen. I feel so seen, so listened to, so much an integral part, an important part of a team. I don't even know what to say. I have a hotline where Pat and Alan, Tan are, they're just sitting there waiting for me to call in order to help me support my organization.
And what was your first event as a President's Club member, an Ekin-sponsored event? Was it Cancun?
It was Cancun.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. I felt like a queen. I felt so special, so honored. It's just remarkable. And to have the possibility and the time, I guess you and I may have met for the first time at headquarters at the
MBA event.
MBA event.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're in the President's Club, I do believe that Nikan really sits up and pays attention because we've done what they've requested. We've jumped through so many different kinds of hoops and created our organization to look a particular way that they really look to us now.
Sure.
To help others do it.
And you know what I find interesting about that? Because we have people that are in the President's Club, and then we also have people that were in, and then because of the qualification requirement fell out, not demoted, but they just were removed from it, and they can always come right back in. It's a much simpler requalification than it is to qualify the first time. And what's interesting is we so often, from a pessimistic or a non-optimistic perspective, think to ourselves, well, I'm just one distributorship. I'm just one wellness consultant. How can Nikan, as big as it is in 39 countries, why would they listen just to one person?
Mm-hmm.
And you'd totally disagree with that question.
Well, I do, because I'm one person representing hundreds, thousands of sincere people who, you know, I'm their fearless leader.
and you mentioned the MBA event. That's another step that once you get to Diamond, and that is, it looks like, from what I've heard, you know, eked out information and listening between the lines of different things going on, that's going to be an annual event, which has really helped steer and shape who we are today as a company, in that, you know, there were 96, is what I counted in the room, Diamonds and Royal Ambassadors that literally broke into subgroups and discussed every topic that we deal with. And now here we are a month later living out the life of a wellness consultant that was created there, because one voice, you know, coupled with several other voices coming together in the same mindset, and you use the word harmony, and that's exactly what we did. And walking away. Oh, yeah, and walking away from that event, I made several calls even before, you know, I got on the plane to fly home and called people and said, man, especially the people in our organization that could have been there, but just different things had happened that did not permit them, and said, man, you really, really...
Don't miss this.
Yeah, you don't want to miss this one again. And, you know, there's a huge difference that each and every one of us plays, especially when we do, as you said, do the requirement and do the things that will cause Nikan to step up and take notice of us, because we did what they were asked as far as a leader, I mean a long-term committed member of the President's Club. Joni, I need to segue here, because there's a lot of, I mean, there's so many different trails we can go down with your story.
Sure.
sure.
You know, I want to say one thing for 10 seconds. I think you said a very important buzzword, because Nikan's products are about stress reduction and harmonizing, and Nikan harmonized their leadership at that event, and that's what they're trying to do, I believe, at our quarterly events, too. It's like bring us all into the same vibration, not only through our products, but through our mindset. I think it's very important to see us that way.
And there's a lot of things that we miss, because we think, oh, it's just another quarterly event. There's no new product being introduced, so what am I going to miss? And yet I talked to a couple who drove, oh, my goodness, how far. It was like 5.5-6 hours that they drove to get to the one we had here in Oregon. And I was just amazed. They're out in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And their upline, you know, the people that they're working with are nowhere, anywhere near to them. And yet this couple, and this, you know, it'd be one thing for somebody 30, 40, 50 years old, but this couple is at the other end of the spectrum.
Wow.
And, enjoying their golden years, and yet they're active gold wellness consultants, and they're just, I mean, they're grabbing life by, you know, both horns, and just, you know, the bull by both horns, and just running with it. And that's the commitment. It spurred me on. I mean, it just, and I sat there.
Yeah.
You know, I sat there as the MC and looking at this couple in the front row, and they're nodding their head and they're taking notes, and I mean, they're getting with it, and I'm like, what's the rest of our problem? And we complain about driving an hour or two or three to get to a rhythm event near us, and I'm like...
Well, that couple sees the value of recharging every 3 months.
Sure.
You know, they're a wonderful example of what the events are supposed to be.
Now, you mentioned your son, and if I get the wrong name here, was it Jonah, who's your oldest? Okay, and you said silver, almost gold. This is a dynamic that we've enjoyed, that Stacy and I enjoy, because, you know, my parents, Denny and Shaw Rogers, are our sponsors, and so we have that wonderful family dynamic that has just been just an incredible experience, because not only do we have a tight working relationship that we've enjoyed for the last 15-plus years, but we also have that family dynamic. So we get to model balance to, you know, our kids and then nephews and nieces, and sometimes it's very difficult to turn it off when we get together, and we've just come from, you know, talking to a brand-new wellness consultant who had this incredible experience. But not only in the balance, but what would you say to encourage people who have nephews and nieces? They have sons and daughters that are not working with them in the business. Did Jonah the light as soon as you came on board?
No.
And I did the answer to that question, but I just had to ask. So what did you do as a parent to not, you know, crucify the relationship of your kid and yet say, hey, I'd love to have you on my team?
Well, you know, I really didn't invite him on the team at first. He was away at prep school, and I just loaded him up with the products in his room because, you know, here are kids in teeny, he was 15, I guess, kids in teeny tiny rooms, bunk beds, all their computers and their cell phones. I mean, the place is buzzing with EMS, and it's just a very stressful environment. And so I just, you know, put a sleep system on his bed, and we didn't have air, we didn't have water at the time, but, you know, just all the Niken stuff in his shoes and a seat on his chair at the computer, and I just let him have it. I really never thought that he would join me in the business, but when I was going gold, I think, or just after going gold, I, you know, was chatting and said I was looking for another silver, and he piped in and said, well, I'll go silver. And it's like, well, how are you going to do that? And at that time, he was almost, or maybe he was 18 by then. And he said, well, I'm just going to speak to all my teachers and all my friends and all my friends' parents. Mm. And he brought the people to me. But he was young at that time. He didn't really pursue. That was just the silver that sort of flashed. But it was really hard for him to pursue it. He was going to college. He's an actor. He's a trapeze artist. And he had his life.
A trapeze artist. Now that you don't hear about that occupation.
Actor. He's very, yes. He does stunts in movies, things like that. And he really started to see the value of the product to help him in his recovery time and with his body. And he started telling me, oh, I was so grateful to get back on my sleep system. You know, he lives in New York City and it's really noisy. He says, I get on my sleep system and I just don't hear the noise.
Mm.
You know, I'm in my little cocoon. And so slowly but surely he started to see, and there were lots of stops and starts for him because he just didn't know how to present it to his friends. It was slow. He started to come to events with me and sort of listen and watch and, you know, crash and burn a lot. And then finally he really saw in the past 2 years that this is a very viable plan B. Mm. For young people.
Okay.
It's a viable plan B because lots of young people don't want to go the corporate route. They want their freedom. They want to have their hobbies and their avocations and in the theater world in New York City, in the healthcare world. He's got a team in New York of professionals, of Pilates teachers, of massage therapists, of actors, of gymnasts, you name it. There's mm-hmm. contractors and builders, there's cooks, and they're all young, and they all see Niken as what they'd love to transition to in the future.
Absolutely.
I don't know if I answered your question.
No, you did, and I did it. I had a definite agenda there because I know for my folks and for myself that parents or aunts and uncles who have people in their 20s that they come in contact with, you know, I get not inundated, but there's a lot of people that say, hey, Lance, can you call this person because they're, you know, I think they're the same age that you were when you, you know, jumped on board and when you started. And I think, that's why I wanted to, you know, age is really not the big factor, although it does play a big part in it. But I was curious about your son. And we have time for one last question, and I want to way, way, way back to the very beginning of something you said, and I'm not going to get the exact words here, but you talked about how prior to Niken, with what you and your husband were doing, it was really only talking to one person at a time, and you had no concept or understanding of what network marketing was, in that we can talk to one person at a time. However, their sphere of influence and the people they impact and how it continues, it's just not a one-time sale,
mm-hmm.
and that the phrase reproductive residual income comes into play. So with that, setting all that up, I guess the question that I'd want to ask is, where do you see that going in the opportunity that we have, and that we can talk to one person, but that reproductive activity will continue on for years and years and years to come. You've obviously been able, as a diamond, to been able to enjoy the benefits of that.
Well, I think I'm gonna answer your question anyway.
I didn't really ask a specific question. I just said, here's the subject.
Here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say that when I understood and how I understood what network marketing was a huge revelation for me. I was actually trying to understand the compensation plan. So, you know, it was like senior, silver. Silver, gold, and it was huge for me to see that Beethoven's Fifth Symphony was the model for how huge our business could be. And now I really see that it's like we're like setting up a vibration, or we're setting up ripples, and these ripples, they don't stop. They don't stop because people who are using our technologies are vibrating. Their cells are vibrating with the Nikan song, at the Nikan vibration. It's not like, you know, buying a pair of shoes and they sit in your closet. It's people who are using these products are generating or being generated in a vibration of life.
Sure.
And so it's that is perpetuated. Because people are using the products every day, and we change. The products change us. So that when we're all together as an Nikan group, we really are on the same wavelength. And when people meet people who are on a Nikan wavelength, they're attracted to that wavelength, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I see this really perpetuating, because of the people that we become through being Nikan consultants.
Sure. And as the phrase goes, it's not about us getting into Nikan, it's when Nikan gets inside of us.
Nikan gets into us, and it creates us into very harmonic beings. You know, at our quarterly event, we had Peter Goldberg speaking about the vibrational level and the harmony of these products, you know, stress reduction and relative stress, but the cellular support. And so I see this is Nikan is huge, and it's going to be really, really huge.
Sure. And we have already established ourselves. I talked with a gal the other day, and it was so fun to say, did you watch the Olympics? And she said, well, I caught a little bit of it. And I said, do you remember seeing any Lexus commercials? And she said, yeah. I said, well, those are all filmed at our company. I said, how about the blockbuster summer movie Iron Man with Robert Downey Jr.? Oh, yeah, I love that movie. And so I was able to describe her scenes from the movie, and by the time we were done, she said, I want to go back and watch that movie to see your company.
How about that gal in the Claritin commercial? You know, she's a Nikan consultant. She's not going to need Claritin for much longer.
And, you know, what great ways to leverage who we already are and then talk about where we're going.
Yeah.
It's
getting easier and easier. And, we're attracting people in now.
Sure. And who we are, you know, the energy and just the optimism that we get to live will be that huge. I mean, neon sign billboard saying, hey, you know, I'm not going to say that I've done everything right or I'm perfect. However, you know, this world isn't as bad as our media makes it out to sound, and we're kind of enjoying a great life. And,
yes.
Hey, if you want to be a part of this, we're welcome to, you know, join us. And that's a fun day. Because any other profession, you really can't, unless they're using the network marketing model. You really can't invite other people because it just becomes a regular W-2 job, and who wants to really pursue that? It's not something you'd invite someone to be a part of. So,
no.
Well,
find me in my office cubicle? I don't think so.
Doesn't quite have the ring, as Rick Murphy says, a dairy cow in a cubicle, just producing and giving what you have to give, and at the end of the day, you're all done, you're all tapped out, and they ship you off. And
what an image.
Yeah, just terrible. So, well, Joni, thank you so much for sharing part of your life with the gang here, and I know that, man, if we didn't benefit from what you just shared, then something's wrong with us. So you,
I hope that I said something that was useful to somebody, and I really want to thank you, Vance, because you've created a really powerful network for networkers. You know, you're up at 7 a.m. so inspired. I'm a person, you know, I had sleep problems. I really like to sleep. But I really, really admire and thank you for what
I'll send you that $50 gas card for those comments. Because we practiced it, right? We set it up at the, you know, when we talked. No, we haven't talked.
This is the first time.
Well, hey, it's my pleasure. And again, just as a quick reminder, if you guys loved what Joni had to say, or if there's something that resonated, not to play on her comments and her occupation, but if there was something that literally that you thought, hey, I got to have a copy of this interview, www.growingandwellness.com, and Brad will have those available in the next few days, and you know, take advantage of it, because it becomes a great resource. Even if you, and I need to put a plug in here, Brad and Beth have created a wonderful auto ship program that we're on it, and it's so wonderful, but because you never know what's going to be said, and then when all of a sudden when like what the comments that Joni made about sleep or about having, you know, family members in the business, and then so many other things, that if the CD is already coming, then when it arrives, we can make that list of people in our mind and kind of put them in pecking order and say, okay, I want to give this to Bob because, you know, he works in the music industry or whatever, and say, you know, Bob, I thought of you last Saturday morning when I heard this gal talking, and, well, here you go. And it really, I'm telling you, every person I've handed the CDs to, and I have the disadvantage because I have to say, you just got to get past the guy with the obnoxious sarcasm and the dry humor, who's, you know, because, I mean, he drives me nuts when I listen to the CD. So, I mean, but once you get past him, enjoy what the guests are saying, because I think, and they, of course, laugh at it. They go like, is that you you're talking about? I said, yeah, I was just, you know, yeah. But great tool, great resource, and again, growingandwellness.com, and I'll leave it at that. Enough of the commercial at the end, so... Thank you again, Joni. We look forward to seeing your beautiful face at the convention.
So yeah, I'll see you there.
Yeah, you guys, I'll just give you a heads up. You'll have to, you know, either get other people to squat down because she's in that vertically challenged category like I am. So you won't see her rising above the crowd physically.
No, and I don't wear heels either. So.
And good for you.
Come and find me. I'd love to meet you all.
Okay, well, thank you again, and you guys, again, next week we'll be talking about healthy body.
Have a wonderful weekend, and look forward to talking to you next Saturday morning. So have a great one. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye, everybody.